I don't know how Lord of the Rings film director Peter Jackson did it, but he's made a well-cast, spiritually lifting family movie that's as creepy as Silence of the Lambs. But wait, the movie is targeted for teenage girls and has some really funny moments in it, too, with computer graphic art to die for. And that's exactly what Susie Salmon does for us in this picture called The Lovely Bones. 14-year-old Susie dies for us, or more specifically, she's raped and murdered in 1973 by a serial killer who lives just down the block from where she, her mom, dad, sis, and little brother live in a medium-sized Pennsylvania town. Susie spends most of Lovely Bones' running time at a halfway point between earthly existence and being in heaven. This lovely purgatory is punctuated by how all of it would seem through the mind and eyes of a never-been-kissed girl just making passage over the threshold of womanhood. Susie hasn't yet disconnected from her grieving family or the creepy neighbor. With her father's and sister's stubborn, undying love and Susie's desire to help the family heal, as well as nail her assailant, the dead girl makes a subtle spiritual liaison across computer-generated stretches of combined beatific and natural scenery for predictable results back home and a telegraphed destination for her lovely soul. That soul being housed in the body of an immensely talented young actor named Saoirse Ronan. Ms. Ronan is already an Oscar nominee. That happened in 2007 for her superb performance as Bryony in Joe Wright's better and, in fact, excellent motion picture called Atonement. See that one, and if you have already, see it again to get an earlier bead on Saoirse. And it is Saoirse Ronan, most of all, who made me believe The Lovely Bones, as I watched it, couldn't be any better than it is. But it could be better. Especially if Peter Jackson and his writing team had avoided trying to put most everything from Alice Siebold's well-received same-title novel in their screenplay. Others in the cast, although not as compelling as Ronan, are quite good. Mark Wahlberg as the dad, Rachel Weisz the mother, Rose McElver the sister, Michael Imperioli the detective, and the so-fine Stanley Tucci as the killer. Mr. Tucci may soon be eclipsing Hannibal Lecter, also known as Anthony Hopkins, for creepiest dude ever seen in a movie. A fine actor, also with mucho award baggage, has her moments in The Lovely Bones. Susan Sarandon plays the family's fraternal grandmother. Sarandon sort of runs loose on the set for the sake of releasing laughter from moviegoers, who earlier in the film have seen a nightmarish bathroom scene with Tucci in the tub bathing. Implication being, with Susie's ghost watching, he's cleansing himself after dismembering Susie's body. That takes me to the weird-out zone in movie watching. Happily, Mr. Jackson directs Mr. Tucci to stay submerged. Had to bring it in at a PG-13, I guess. As seen, I'd make it an R. Fortunately, Jackson doesn't give the viewer any of the dismemberment or the rape and murder, both of which happen below the adjacent and bucolic neighborhood cornfield, in a planned and prepared lair Tucci's character has dug and lures Susie to. How freaking creepy can you get? Would you believe Jackson's earlier film, Heavenly Creatures? But Saoirse is what's important here. Film nuts have been raving about her since Atonement, and well, they should. But I'm going to stick my neck out and predict that this young lady can forge a trail through the film biz that might come to be as comparable as that already plowed by the great Meryl Streep. Saoirse just has to stay focused and show the determination of that gritty and so impeccably flexible Miss Streep. Miss Ronan, I think, certainly has as much talent as charisma, and that is saying a load. By the way, how do you spell Saoirse? S-A-O-I-R-S-E. Spell Ronan, R-O-N-A-N. I'm Gary Chu, down in the V-A-L-L-E-Y.